Here's some of the, well, slightly better bits from JB during the week.
When have you lost something really expensive? How much was it worth? And how did you lose it? Be honest with us. 676-2299. This came about because of Ames. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm the inspiration for this.
Yeah.
Typical. What did you do?
So I took off my engagement and wedding rings clean the kitchen.
Oh,
and
no.
I finished cleaning the kitchen. And then I've gone to put them back on because I was in love with my engagement ring at the time. Still love it, obviously.
Just
better
yeah,
preface
okay.
that. Anyways.
Hey, Jade. Good morning. I hope you're all right.
He's actually in the car right now.
Yeah.
So I've gone to put it back on and it's missing.
Oh, it's gone.
Yes. It nearly went to the tip.
I nearly
sent $6,000 to the tip.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, it was in the black trash bag out the front because we lived on a farm at the time to go to the tip.
So what? Do you reckon you swept? I reckon you swept it into the bin.
Yeah, I've actually.
Yeah,
I've
in your haste of cleanliness.
Yeah.
Gone skin. Do you have Ali at the time?
No.
Oh, okay. I was about to say you'll probably.
That's why I don't have it on now. I had Ali, and then my fingers got fat.
Oh, okay.
And then I was hoping I'd lose the weight, but I haven't. So I guess I should probably get it resized.
Resize.
Yeah.
Hey Jade, if you're listening, that sounds expensive. You enjoy that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon you've swept into the
bin.
Yeah,
I've just...
Detective JB on the case.
Yeah, I reckon that's what's happened. So I nearly sent $6,000 to the tip.
It makes you feel any better. Literally everyone's lost...
engagement rings.
Engagement rings,
pretty
much. I was
reading them this morning.
Yeah, they're just pretty much all engagement rings and all wedding rings that people have lost along the way. Which makes sense because, A, they are usually like one of the most expensive purchases you ever make.
Yeah. Mm.
And then because
aside
they are on your finger, it's so... Well, yeah.
Hey, can't lose a house.
Yeah, anyone out there lost a house? Please let me know. 676-2299. Let me know. Maybe the world's worst real estate agent out there has maybe lost a house along the
actually,
way. I don't know.
Actually, there was that real estate agent a couple of months ago. Well, not, actually, a couple of weeks ago that burnt down the house.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I get some wacky. I get some wacky news stories sent to my emails, but I must have missed that one.
It was on Facebook.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
So it was a tenant. It was rented as well. So.
Oh no. Were they there doing an inspection or something? Were they?
Yeah.
I think they were rearranging furniture to get ready for an inspection. I think.
To sell it.
Yeah. You know how like they.
Oh,
like,
they do the model. Yeah. Staging. Yeah.
So she was staging the home, and then she pushed something up against a lamp.
Like, yeah.
Or a heater.
Yeah.
No.
And it caught a light and yeah,
burnt down.
House is cooked. Literally,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no, lots of missing wedding rings and engagement rings. I think someone actually swept theirs into the bin. As well, just like
it's what
you've
we get
done.
For getting into that angry cleaning mode. It's that's what it would have been.
Cleaning aggression.
Yeah.
Here's some of the, well, slightly better bits from JB during the week. Here's some of the, well, slightly better bits from JB during the week.
2.9, 822. So much going on around the region this weekend. And one of the many things you can do on Sunday is get along the Currabubula markets. They are on, I can't believe this, on Sunday. They're on again. The organizer, Veronica Philby, joining me for a chat. How are you?
Good, JB. How are you?
Very well. I know we spoke at Christmas, but I can't believe it's the Mother's Day one again.
Yep, no, this one comes around very quickly.
It does.
The December market, where we're looking forward to have a little bit of a rest before the next one in December after this one. But yeah, it's on this Sunday.
Yeah, unbelievable. Tell us a little bit about it. I imagine even more market stalls crammed in there down in Currabubula than ever before.
We have pretty much reached our max, I think.
Yep.
So we have, but it's still an amazing 180 stalls.
Wow.
So, we have stalls coming from all over New South Wales. We've actually got some new kind of stalls coming from the Newcastle and Hunter Valley way, which is exciting.
Cool.
So there's probably about 50 new stalls in that lot as well, which we always try to do. So regardless of how many times you've been to our market over the last 9 years, you will still find new things.
Yeah, no, I love that, and more delicious food stalls.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, this market, because it runs from 9 to 2 on Sunday, we try over that lunch period, we try to bulk up our food vendors. So yeah, we've got kind of two sections now in our market, which has lots of food. We've got, anything you could ask for. We've also got a lovely Nundle Pie Company celebrating their first birthday at our market on Sunday. So, yeah, they've got some giveaways and things. So you should definitely come down on Sunday.
Now, about 180 stalls all up, I imagine. Something for everyone amongst those 180. Give us a bit of a brief synopsis on some of the different stalls.
Oh, just everything. So we've got I'm planning to go shopping like fashion stalls. I'm looking for my new winter outfit, so I'm going to be doing that on Sunday. There are lots of fashion for women, men, kids. There's beautiful homewares, like everything for your home, like from your lounge room to your kitchen to your bedroom. We've got it all covered. Beautiful jewellery and body products, garden wares. We've got beautiful sculptures and furniture. And then, you know, we've got everything in between as well, with all your pantry, like your beautiful condiments and all that kind of stuff as well. So, yeah, I probably missed half of it, but there's like pottery and beautiful. There's just so, like, there's everything. I don't know what is it here. There's stuff for your pets as well. So everyone's covered. And as it's the weekend before Mother's Day, you are like me and haven't prepared yourself for Mother's Day yet because you're running a market, you can get something on Sunday.
No, I love that. And, of course, the money from the markets, there is an entry fee to get in there, but that does go back to the Currumbunbila community.
Yeah, it does. So we just have a gold coin entry on Sunday, and all of the money raised goes back to our local school and preschool. So our preschool are really big supporters of our market as well. So you're helping all the little kids of Currumbunbila and the community. So, and it goes back into buying resources for both the school and the preschool, but also subsidising excursions and opportunities for the kids. So, over the last, we'll give you some figures next year, JV, when it's 10 years.
Yeah.
We'll calculate how much we've raised and what we've been able to do. But, yeah, all the money goes back into our community.
And I love the stories of these kind of events. I mean, this started, 9 years ago, just as a little tiny, 15-stall market, and now it's grown to what it is today.
Yeah, no, we started it to try to raise money to keep our preschool going. And, I remember, 9 years ago trying to find enough stalls to put into our school. And now we've got so many, it's crazy. And it's grown because of that amazing support from stall holders and people that come and support it on the day. We're very, very lucky to have the community support and the regional support that we've had over the last 9 years.
I don't want to jinx it, but a couple of people have asked me, I've got to bring up the W word, and that is the weather for Sunday.
Yes, I'm laughing hysterically. No, it's all, I have been watching the map, and yes, there is rain this weekend, but we did have a little bit of rain last time, so we've completely worked out where the puddles are, and we have redesigned it in a way that you don't hopefully have to go through too much. But yeah, there's not a lot planned. There's no, basically nearly no rain plan for Sunday. So we'll work around the puddles. The farmers out here are all planting like mad at the moment.
Yeah.
So I'm not allowed to wish the rain away. I'm just basically trying to block the wet ground from it on Sunday.
No, fair enough. So it's basically going ahead, rain, hail, shine.
Yeah, no, the rain, the ground here is a very tough, good old rec ground.
Yeah.
It can deal with some water and things like that. So yeah, no, and we've kind of planned the whole site around the puddles that we might have, and it'll still be a beautiful day on Sunday. So definitely going ahead.
Fantastic. Give us whereabouts it is again and the times.
Yeah, so it's at the Currumbunbila Rec Ground from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Fantastic. Veronica, thank you so much, and we'll chat again at Christmas.
That'll be great.
Hey,
thanks, Jimmy.
Be here in about 15 minutes, I think.
Exactly.
I'll hang up on you, and then we'll be chatting again. Veronica,
excellent.
Thank you so much. All the best for Sunday. See you down there.
Lovely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Here's some of the, well, slightly better bits from JB during the week. Here's some of the, well, slightly better bits from JB during the week.
Not sure if whether I should go to an ad break right now so we can just recompose ourselves, or Ames apparently has another expensive lost story for us.
I do.
Yes.
Last year when we were moving, my husband lost the keys to my little green car.
Oh, okay.
And because that car's like 14 years old now, we don't have the spare key anymore.
Yeah.
So,
of course,
good one.
I was about to say, you know, if the car's that old, security's pretty lax on them, I imagine. You know what you can use? The oil from the dipstick.
No way.
The dipstick. Yeah, I had a caller yesterday.
She had a
stolen car years ago in the 90s. What? Probably when we were just going on air, I imagine. and they had stolen the car by jump starting it using the dipstick.
Oh. Wow.
So they took the dipstick out of the oil thingamajiggy. And not only that, but they'd also managed to pick the lock on the club lock. This is an amazing 90s story, this one.
Wow.
You know the club locks? Yeah, managed to pick it, get the club lock off, throw that in the back seat, and then actually jumpstart the car using the dipstick from the oil.
Wow, okay.
Wow. No, the Mazda's 2008.
Oh, okay, so slightly better security. Okay,
slightly better. Yeah, it has a computer in it, that kind of thing.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Anyway, so my...
Should have told me that before instead of wasting 50 seconds of that exciting
14.
Dipstick
well,
story.
Old.
Well,
it's
very,
mate.
True, I missed 14 that part.
Very informative though, JB. Thank you.
Yeah.
So this is literally right before we had to hand the keys in. We had to leave the car there. So we could...
Oh, no.
We found it was $600 for a new key.
What? For a 14-year-old car?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, but we ended up getting it towed. We got a tow truck.
Yeah.
Took it to my parents' house in Boggabri.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, guess who found the keys in a box?
You
did. My makeup.
You did.
Yes.
The original
key.
Look, Detective.
I don't know how it got packed in with my makeup.
Say,
I did not put it there.
Yeah.
Detective JB could solve this last case about the case of the wedding ring in the bin, but I can't solve case two of the key in the makeup box.
I can.
Sorry, I'm out. Oh,
I can.
Detective Mills,
it's
over to
packed
you.
Packed by a man. Just chuck it all in a box. It doesn't matter if it's sorted.
That's exactly how we packed.
See,
too.
There you go. Mills.
He's definitely listening now. He's taking Ali to school right now.
Here's some of the well slightly better bits from JB during the week. Here's some of the, well, slightly better bits from JB during the week.
Nearly made it to Eurovision a couple of years ago, but never made it there. Bachelor Girl, buses and trains here at 92.9. God. What? They didn't.
All right.
So Australia didn't vote for him to go.
You didn't have to bring it up like that.
They're still not better than me. So.
True.
And, of course, if anyone out there cares, Eurovision's next weekend too.
It is marked on our big calendar here at work.
It is. Yeah. Who wrote that up on there?
It's you. It's writing that nobody can read. Hieroglyphics.
From afar, you're like, what's that on the board on the 9th, 10th, 11th of May? Oh, Eurovision. Oh, JB.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was my exact thought process.
I think everyone just saw that and rolled their eyes, I think. Yeah. Is that right?
Yes. That was my reaction. That was my thought process. Yes.
Lovely. I tried to draw a couple of flags up on their necks to it, but I couldn't. That was too hard, even for me.
You need to stop drawing. The horse on it.
Yeah. He needs to just stop drawing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop drawing.
No, this is a nurturing, creative environment, Mills. Let him explore his creativity.
Hey.
You deal with it. I don't want to look at it.
Can I talk about sports briefly?
If you must.
So there was a baseball game in America. Bear with me. This was called Bees in Baseball is the headline. They had in the netting of the behind the batter in the pitching net some bees. I've never had so much pressure talking about one topic in my life. two females sitting opposite me looking at me just glaring. Going, where is this going?
I was just looking at my feet thinking, God.
Smiling
what?
At you. Wow.
I could feel the pressure. You didn't even have to give me eye contact names. I could just feel the pressure. So in the pitching net, there was a giant beehive that had formed in there. They stopped the game and they got a beekeeper to come in. They drove him onto the field in the little buggy and a little like lawnmower. They've driven him on. He's got. I didn't realize this is how they removed beehives. I don't know if this is where you should remove beehives or this is all they had going for him at the time at this game, this baseball game. He's vacuumed the bees up.
Yeah, it's a special vacuum. Actually, this has been coming up on my reels on Facebook for some reason.
Oh.
This guy that removes bees.
Yeah.
It's been coming up on my reels. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, normally if they've got time, they'll find the queen and they'll put it in a box. Yes. And all the other bees will follow.
They'll scoop them.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, but and then get rid of the high, the
this guy vacuumed them all up. Like, it was like he just hoovered them. It was... And he's sucking up all the bees.
I don't think it probably it was crazy. Wasn't a real vacuum.
There'd like, be... Oh, no, it literally looked like a looked vacuum like cleaner. And it went to, like, the little like R2-D2-looking thing down the bottom there.
No, what is it? A Dyson.
And
a Dyson.
I've got a Vax, not a Dyson. So I can't afford a Dyson.
It was crazy. It was nuts. And then, I don't know, do they put it... He must go somewhere and then put it in reverse mode and unsuckle...
Maybe just shoot them at someone.
Yeah,
bag.
And run off.
Oh, beekeepers, he should have shot it at the opposing team.
Well, so once he did, so this, back to the
got weird.
Back to the sport at hand.
This is wild.
Once he removed all the bees, he left, did whatever he needed to, and then they invited him back in his beekeeping outfit to pitch the first ball.
Hey,
how cool is that?
That's kind of cool. That's nice.
Because like that was planned.
The Americans love that, don't they?
Yeah,
like, there's
they
just
do.
Ceremonial first pitch, like they give that to presidents and stuff like that to do,
yeah.
And
well, small children,
and small children, yeah. Kardashians, Kennedys, they all get to do it.
JB's.
And now this rant. Oh, look, please. You don't want to see
like
me
it's
pitch.
It's not Eurovision.
Yeah.
I'm not interested.
Here's some of the well slightly better bits from JB during the week. Here's some of the well slightly better bits from JB during the week.
And the Great Nundle Dog Race is on again this Sunday. And their PNC president and one of the organisers, Tash, joins me for a chat this morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very well, very well. This is exciting. The Great Nundle Dog Race, one of the big events for our region and for the Nundle community, is on again this Sunday. If people aren't familiar with the Great Nundle Dog Race, give us a lowdown of some of the fun that happens on the day.
Yeah, so on the day, it's essentially about raising money for our kids, and we have numerous amounts of different breeds of dogs all come and enjoy the day with their family members, racing on the field. Essentially, that's it. It's just an amazing day for everybody.
It's got an interesting backstory, the Great Nundle Dog Race.
It does. So it started back in 1979 with two farmers arguing at the pub over who had the best and the fastest working dog. And they decided to put it to the streets and test it, and they created the very first Great Nundle Dog Race. It went from the bridge here in town all the way up to the Peel Inn, the pub.
Yeah.
And one of the farmers that were arguing happened to be a PNC member at the time, and decided, oh, this should be a really good fundraiser. And it's been going now. We're in our 45th year.
Yeah. That is incredible. I mean, does anyone know which farmer won on that first Great Nundle Dog Race, or have they been gone through the sands of time?
No, so the actual hilarious back part of that story is both of those farmers' dogs didn't win, and it was the local caravan park owner at the time's dog who won.
Of course, I love the irony in that. That's great.
Definitely.
Sensational. So, look, Sunday... if I've got a dog, what, I could just rock up there and race it?
Yeah, essentially. So we've got different races. There's races for kids with their pups, with their dogs. There's the house dog races, which we have for different size animals, which we've also included for the second year now, the race for the snags, just for our little sausage doggies. There's also... mega mutt races for part of our invitational stakes, so just for those amazing Great Danes, the gentle giant.
Yeah.
We've got also added in this year a race just for our golden oldies, so any of our fur babies that are 9 years and over have their own dedicated race as well.
Oh, I like that. I might race alongside of her, might have a chance of winning.
They might beat you. They've got some stamina, those old boys.
No, very true. That's now, of course, the money raised from this day goes back to the local PNC. Of course, that money is definitely used for some great stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So essentially, everything raised on the day goes straight back to the Nundle PNC and the Nundle school children. So we... our parents don't pay for anything. So we cover all excursion costs, bus fees, visitors that come and come to the school. We also, every so often, we provide free lunches, free food for the children. We try to make the schooling experience as enjoyable and happy for both the kids and the parents as possible. So there's no child that misses out.
Yeah, no, I love that. Sensational. And if you don't have a dog, there's still some stuff going on the day for anyone to just rock up there and enjoy?
Yeah, definitely. So we've got some amazing store holders. We've got 12 or 13 store holders popping along, including two coffee vans. We've got a kids zone area set up that's free entry that the little kiddies can create. Some snow globes and their own little doggy pendant. We've also got one of our major sponsors, the Camacha family. They have their Hunter Highland cows coming along. So we've got some Hunter Highland cow petting area where you can take a selfie with them, feed them, pat them, something different and exciting to add into the mix this year.
And, of course, it does all happen with some fantastic support from some great local sponsors as well.
That's it. So as I mentioned, we've got the Camacha family. They're one of our major sponsors this year. So they have DK Heavy Machinery and Hunter Highlands, and also our Lions Club, local Lions Club branch of our major sponsor this year, as they're always supporting our local event.
No, I love that. So on this Sunday from around about 10 a.m, first race from about 10:30, is that right?
Yeah, so gates open at 9:30.
Yeah.
We have a practice run at 9:45 and pretty much the day kicks off at 10 o'clock with a quick welcome from our principal.
No, I love that. Hey, thank you so much for having a chat with us today all about the Great Nundle Dog Race, Tash, and all the best for Sunday. Always great fun for people to get along and enjoy.
No worries. I hope to see you there.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be there. I think Hank, my rabbit, might be a bit disappointed. He's still waiting on the Great Nundle Rabbit Race, so we might have to work on that one.
We might have to chat later.
Hey, Tash, thank you so much for your time. Cheers.
No worries. Thanks, Debbie.
Here's some of the, well, slightly better bits from JB during the week. Here's some of the, well, slightly better bits from JB during the week.
You were talking about, you get the bee...
Bee
girl pop up on your feed.
Yeah.
And you have as well.
Yeah.
I haven't, but I get the horse hoof guy.
Oh, yeah.
What have I looked at where it's wanted? I'm the most unhorsey person on the planet. You and I, we've done OBs at the ALEC. I mean, you can vouch how little I know about equine. Yeah. And yet it's same. Like you need to see them clean out pussy horse hooves.
It's very niche, isn't it?
It is. It's very niche.
And it's not your niche. Now, if it was rabbits,
100%.
That I would understand, like rabbit feeder creation or something like that.
Sure.
Or trains.
I'm down. Yeah, both
yeah,
rabbits.
All the trains.
Rabbits riding
trains.
Small trains.
Yeah, that is your love niche. That. Or Eurovision.
And yeah, while watching Eurovision. Got it all.
With basically the radio. Everything other than horse hooves.
With the radio on in the background. But have you seen the amount of views those horse hoof video gets? That's like 6 million.
Off. Yeah.
I'm going to have these.
Crazy.
My feed this afternoon.
Yeah, you will.
My phone is totally listening right now.
Everyone out there, enjoy the horse hoof videos because you're all going to get them now. So thank you.
Meta is listening. Meta AI. It's on to us.
The power we wield. I just realised this is cool. Yeah. I like this.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Here's some of the, well, slightly better bits from JB during the week.